One way to be heard over the everyday din of commercial white noise is to hire a celebrity spokesman, but choosing the right person can be difficult. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, for instance, asked convicted Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh to make his last meals meatless. Commentator John Ridley says PETA's choice just might be a stroke of genius.
From Britney Spears wagging her midriff for Pepsi to Chuck Heston flogging the Second Amendment for the NRA, it seems as though everybody's got a big name doing their shilling. With that kind of peer pressure, it's no surprise that People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals would want some high-profile star power to help get out the word on animal correctness. After what I can only assume were hundreds of hours spent in focus groups and millions of dollars spent on market research, PETA has asked Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh to be their de facto poster child by adopting a vegan diet and eliminating all animal products from his meals in his final days. Yeah, really. At first blush, it seems as if enlisting the support of the greatest unrepentant mass murderer in the history of the United States of America is the most ludicrous, insensate, offensive, disrespectful way imaginable to peddle your ideas to the public. But that's just at first blush. Then, after you spend some time wondering what kind of emotionally bankrupt human beings would want to have anything to do with a guy who's got no problem taking out a building full of people, you see the genius of the whole idea. Other high-priced pitchmen like Eric Estrada or Gary Coleman aren't going to win over any hearts and minds. We know they're just flapping their gums for a payday. But if PETA could get a guy like Tim McVeigh to see the error of his slaughtering ways and go soft for animals, how long before I'm shamed into tossing out my baby seal burger, firing up the grill, and barbecuing some spelt wheat kebabs? Pure genius. It's sort of extreme in-your-face advertising for the extreme in-your-face lifestyle that MTV tells us we love. I don't know why I didn't see it right away. I feel like the one idiot who refused to jump on the dot-com bandwagon back during those 2.5 weeks when they could do no wrong. Sadly, however, Tim declined PETA's request, but did not elaborate, saying that, quote, "I cannot sustain a prolonged intellectual debate on the subject as my time is short." Truer words were never spoken. Anyway, probably for the best, it never would have worked out. I'm sure Tim, having used manure in his homemade bomb, an animal byproduct, goes against the vegan principles. But I encourage PETA not to give up. There's still plenty of good spokespersons currently unaffiliated and unexecuted. Ted Kaczynski comes to mind, and I'm pretty sure Osama bin Laden's always looking to do some product placement.
The comments of John Ridley, a producer of the NBC series Third Watch and author of the novel Everybody Smokes in Hell.